When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's always open. Come on in and let's visit. Now, the Mesa Verde Plateau, perched about 8,000 feet up in Colorado, was discovered on December 18, 1888, by Richard Wetherill and his brother-in-law, Charles Mason, while searching for stray cattle in the isolated canyons. The amazing structures were home to a group of Native Americans called the Ancestral Puebloans, who moved to the area around 600 AD and set up pit houses and farms on top of the plateau. In arid Colorado, it was only a matter of time before drought would merit a move. So the Puebloans moved down into the cliffs themselves and carved entire villages out of the sandstone. The move positioned the civilization closer to water, and it protected them from cold winter winds or raging wildfires. Their clever hiding place beneath jutting cliffs further shielded them from danger of attack or invasion. Camouflaged by the natural rock formations and with a bird's eye view of what would become four states, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Arizona. There they lived until around 1300, when the site was abandoned and it became the lost city of legend, once home of the Anasazi, the Indian term for ancient ones. That is, until cowboys tracking strays came upon the dwellings. Now, some folks who now visit the national park on guided tours may find it hard to believe that a straggling herd of bovine would help cowboys discover an archaeological gold mine. Having found cattle in the oddest places over the years while we've tried to manage them in far less open range, it comes as no surprise to me. Leave it to a cow to go where no human had tread for 700 years. We have in our herd one big baldy that can carve a path through any loose strand in a fence or negotiate a water gap with great finesse. If Belle wills it, she'll find a way through it. And what of the cowboys who dismounted their sure-footed steeds in a blinding wintry storm and stumbled upon the ruins as a place of refuge? It's just quite simply the cowboy way to be facing a disaster and come out smelling like a rose. Wetherill and Mason found ancient treasure by blindly bumping into it. Well, I've heard tale of modern-day wranglers driving four-wheelers straight through a pond without getting stuck or flipping end for end. And cowboys that do get on a horse instead of a four-wheeler and do flip end for end, saddle and all, while roping a runaway, come out unscathed. So the next time you get the chance to visit the West and ponder its vastness, think about the cowboys, our own Anasazi ancient ones, who climbed hill and dale after an old cantankerous, boundary-breaking bovine female. If it weren't for either of them, Mesa Verde would still be hidden yonder in them thar hills. The moral of this history lesson of Indian lore is that cows will stray and cowboys will follow to the ends of the earth to bring them back to the herd. And the whole lot of the rest of us are better for their Wild West, indomitable ways that impact future generations for years and years and years. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you and God bless the cowboys as we swing the gate closed for today.